Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD. Rono.
Man, there is nothing worse than getting scared to death for no good reason. When somebody else has to freak you out, and it wasn't even necessary.
Okay.
Nobody likes to be scared, and it's very scary.
Uh-oh.
When you are young Antoine Terrell. Okay, fine. When you are middle-aged Antoine Terrell. And you hear these terrifying words, Monica. Antoine, please come to HR.
Oh, man.
Those are scary words.
I heard the words.
Nobody wants to be summoned to HR.
No, it's not. Especially yesterday it happened, and it wasn't even like a page over the intercom. Mm-hmm. I was talking to the front desk lady.
Front lady.
Sherry.
We got a batch lady, too. She's awesome.
And our HR person is standing there like we're having another conversation, and I start to walk away. She goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I need to talk to you about something. Come with me to my office.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm like, ooh, someone's in trouble.
Right, because...
Thank you for being supportive.
I don't know. She's that cat from the Puss in Boots.
Ooh.
HR, if you're unaware, stands for Hell Reborn. So if you are taken there, that's what it means.
And I got taken there yesterday, and I sit down in office.
Oh, God.
And, like, she sits down. She's not even standing. So, like, we're sitting down.
Was she smiling?
Not really.
No, okay.
She's HR. They don't know how.
I was just so confused. I really don't remember. And then she goes, did you see that Richard Sherman Super Bowl meme from yesterday?
Here we go.
Oh.
What?
It was about a meme.
She goes, yeah, there was one. He was like face down in the confetti, like upset or something like that. I was like, what are you talking about right now?
Am I getting fired? What's going on?
Did I post a meme that's getting me fired?
Well, that's good, right?
And she goes, and the conversation ends with, so if you could find that meme and send it to me, I'd love to see it. I can't find it anywhere on Facebook.
Okay. Or you're fired. I said, no.
Well.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. My heart.
Your heart stopped for a second.
Beat out my chest right now.
Unnecessary.
It was serious.
Barry, you could have asked me that in the lobby. Why was that a secret?
Right. Why did you have to bring me to HR? Why did you have to say it that way? It's as if you're in a relationship, you know what you never say? Hey, we need to talk. Unless it's over. Unless you're getting fired. You're getting called to HR of the relationship. If it's, hey, we need to talk, and you go, I just can't decide pizza or spaghetti tonight. What do you think? You know?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah,
though.
And there was no other conversation. Like, literally, that was it, and I left. There was nothing else.
And they were just shaking
nothing
your head.
Work-related.
You're all sweaty and nervous.
She's
just like, well.
I had to go throw up.
It's like when anybody in your life just sends you a text and says, hey, can you call me, please?
Exactly.
You need to put not bad. Not bad needs to go on the end of that.
No, we want to surprise you.
No, you.
No emergency or something.
Antoine, the first few years that I worked here at K92, and it was Danny and I, the owner of the radio station would often say, hey, I need to see you guys after the show. Things like, and it would freak us out.
Yes.
And we finally demanded, we said, here's the deal. You have to say not bad at the end of this unless it's bad.
Okay.
Because we're going to assume it's bad.
So I agree 100%.
I need to see you not bad.
Not bad. I need to see you not bad.
Can you imagine if a doctor did that?
Oh my God.
Like, oh, what's the news, doc?
When they come in there with your results, go ahead and sit down. I need you to sit down before I tell you this.
I give my dad props. He has always done this and he still does it. I never asked him to, but he does. If he calls me and I don't answer the phone, he leaves a message. He goes, hey, it's your father. Give me a call and to get a chance. Nothing important. Like, he always puts nothing important
at the end. That's good. I probably wouldn't call him back anytime soon, though. Now that I know it's not important, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to rush. I'm going to call you, but it's not going to be a rush.
I like that because I call and I say, hey, I didn't really want anything. And then I just pause.
I make Monica do that, too.
Yeah. Well, Monica says that after you answer.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Hey, Monica, what's up? I didn't really want anything.
Yeah, could you do us a favor and start texting us? Stupid call coming.
Yes, give us a heads up that the call is coming. You're in reverse. You're the other way.
So, if you've been unnecessarily terrified for no particular reason, feel free to share. 52353. This is a place of joy.
Yes.
Yes, we'll laugh. We'll all laugh together at you. See, that's laughing with and at all at the same time.
All the prepositions.
Right. We laugh with each other at you. It works out fantastic. So good morning here on The Thang. We're all going to laugh at/with the poor woman in the birthday scam today at 7:10. Get ready for it. It's called the Great Mouse Freakout. She don't like mices. And I find that out. And I also find out that she gets to her office first because she answers the phones and everything. So I call from the bug place to let her know. So here's just a little snippet of what's going down. Natalie, do not open your eyes. Do you hear me?
Okay, I won't. What's happening? What do you see? What's happening?
Okay, but here's the good news. It's working a lot.
Oh my God. You mean me?
Yeah. She's freaked out.
She thinks there's mice crawling all over her because I have convinced her to close her eyes and make some mouse calling noises.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So we're all going to laugh at slash with together. See, Woo! It's together. So it all works out. That is at 7:10 here on The Thing. Diamond of the Day is next.
Okay, this woman, she was mad at her boyfriend. 72-year-old did what to her man? Have y'all seen her? Have you seen the mugshot?
Wait a minute.
She's 72 with her boyfriend, and
she's
mad. All right,
she's 72. Uh-huh. Okay, I thought a 72-year-old person did something to her boyfriend. Okay, I'm with you now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she did something. It's not good.
Is this that?
Oh, yes.
I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
The mugshot is great. No, it's not great, but it's great.
These are the kind of things I see, and I think this is the story Monica's going to bring to the table.
Oh, I know she is.
What did she do to her poor man? Because he said he wanted something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and she didn't agree with what he wanted.
So she did something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get ready for it. Next. Antoine, the most terrifying part of this story that's about to come up is it's a different assault story than I thought it was.
I know. Look at that. I was like.
Keep them straight.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
72-year-old Pam, 2:30 in the morning, was angry with her boyfriend because of their sleeping arrangements.
Okay.
Yes. So she was upset. He started to argue back at her. So she said no. Drunk Pam got up, stumbled over, got some scissors, and she cut him. Yeah, she cut him in the eye.
Why she say that with such gusto?
I know. And she cut him.
She cut him.
She got him right in the eyeball.
Cut him in the eyeball.
I know.
What was the argument?
It's about sleeping arrangements. Yeah, He was on her side of the bed or something. So he's drunk. She's drunk. Move over, Earl. I don't know what his name was.
Earl? Okay.
Yeah,
Pam and Earl sounds like a good Florida couple that stab each other in the eye.
In the eye. Can you imagine?
No.
Seeing the scissors just come right into your pupil.
You saw the scissors. Yep. Mm. You watched them.
Seeing that.
I was having this conversation with my wife the other day. I feel that in the course of our relationship, now when we've been together almost 20 years, I was cheated out of the good side of the bed. And I don't know how it happened, but I dislike my side of the bed.
Why?
Antoine, because I've been like baby put in the corner. Is what has happened is my wife is on what is, and again, I don't put these labels on, but it just gives you an idea. She's on what is traditionally known as the man's side of the bed.
Near the door.
The open part of the room.
Correct.
To the door.
I think that happens after you have kids because usually moms
pop
up.
That's what she said.
And because that's what I did too. I'm positioned right there at the door and I feel like I hear things and I pop up faster than Jared.
She provided a compelling argument where it was the children. She said, well, you know, when they come in and they're, you know, having a nightmare or ready to throw up on you, they're going to come to my side of the bed. Uh-huh. And I thought, well, touche, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But where it bothers me is when we are not home. It doesn't bother me at home. Fine. If she wants to defend the door.
Because the kids are coming in. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hold the door. I'm good with that. It's when we go to hotels.
Yeah.
Because now you are, it's the single worst side of the bed because you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You are given nothing.
That's true.
My wife gets everything. She gets a lamp. She gets a clock. She gets a plug for
her outlet,
phone.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm up against a wall, and there's some distant outlet far at the foot of the bed that you have to plug in. And you're like, can I see what time it is? And you got to lean over to try to figure it out. Yep. Your water bottle is just somewhere, and you hope it doesn't fall over in the middle of the night. It's a moronic side of the bed, and I feel like hotels need to make some changes here.
So are you trying to say that you've thought about doing what Pam has done there? Is that the moral of the story?
I know. Where are you going?
Maybe not to those extremes. What I'm saying, Antoine, is I would like to stab the hotel industry in the eye to get them to see that some changes need to be made.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't need a full end table, but maybe just a little something. Just a plug. Really give me a plug. That's all I want more than anything.
Maybe get like a TV dinner stand. Maybe you can ask for that, and they could just put that beside you.
Okay, that works.
So, like a tiny little shelf that you could just lay your phone on, and you could charge your phone. That's it.
You could ask for a cot. And then put the cot beside the bed. And like you're laying beneath your wife, but then you could reach up and put your stuff in a nightstand.
Because baby in the corner needs to charge his phone too, okay?
Bless your heart.
All I want is a plug. Just your brother wants a plug, okay? Help me out. Now, and I promise I won't stab anybody in the eye.
Okay, good.
If we can have that met.
if we can have it.
Shout out to you, Pam and Earl, 52353. If you'd like to weigh in on whatever, Monica Brooks hosted the Backwards Backwards game yesterday. If you missed it, we'll revisit parts of it. And what is on sale this month? Because February is the worst month of the year, I find, for a lot of reasons.
Okay.
And so we try to find at least something that we can get a good deal on so we feel better about stuff. So we'll look into that in the Scoopla as well. You want to get a good deal on stuff? Well, here's some stuff.
Money-saving tips, life hacks, and the info you need to win the day. The K92 Morning Thing has the Scoopla.
Things that go on sale in February.
I want it. I'll buy it. What is it?
Like a deal.
Do you, what's your least favorite month of the year? Is it February? Because
no.
February
is
mine.
I think it's January.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like January either.
It's, yeah. Actually, my, it may be August for me.
August is very
because there's nothing. There's nothing in August. There's no, like, observed holiday to get off of work.
Back to school.
It's hot.
It is.
Who's looking forward to that?
Me.
I don't have kids.
Parents.
So
yeah.
Parents. And it's just, yeah, no, August is my least favorite month.
Okay.
Football is actually, you know, fantasy football, all that stuff, baseball season.
But see, it hasn't even started yet. Well, fantasy football hasn't started yet.
You got to do your draft.
I think it's January because you spend all your money, then it's nothing really happening. And
January gives me the playoffs.
They go back home and family, you know, is all over the place.
January has a lot of bummer stuff to it, but that's why I dislike February, because to me, January is the Monday of the year and February is Tuesday. And if you sit there and you're like, still winter. For a while, we got nothing. I got to spend a bunch of money on some Hallmark holiday. It's the month is all weird with its 28 and 29 days and whatever the heck.
But at least there are observed holidays.
Not here.
In other places.
See you on President's Day, Antoine. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, February, here's some things that go on sale this month. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, when I tell you this list, now you're going to see why February is the worst month of the year. Because none of this stuff is that good.
It'll be sandals.
I'll give you the one that's halfway decent. TVs.
Okay, that's
TVs,
all I need.
They're like 30% off because there's leftover stock from people who didn't buy a TV at the Super Bowl. And it's the second cheapest time of the year to buy a new TV. The only time they're cheaper is Black Friday.
Yep.
So you can wait till Black Friday.
Wow. Okay.
Or you can get them now in February. That's the good one. I got to get a new TV.
I do too.
Mine's been kicking around for a long time. The things with like a TV and a refrigerator, you don't realize how long you've owned them until you start thinking about it.
Yeah.
Like my refrigerator started acting up a week or two ago and I'm mad at it. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Wait a minute. I've had this thing for almost 10 years. Oh, that does make sense.
See, for me, it's like I don't want a new one until I go and see somebody else's.
Yeah.
And like my uncle, he has like a 76-inch TV and I'm like, oh my God. I need a TV that big.
I know.
And now that's all I'm thinking about now.
Antoine, mine's pathetic. It's like 47.
Yeah, that's mine too. I'm like, what is this
but
little
do you really
kid's
need it,
TV?
No, I don't. It works
it's
perfectly
a child's
fine.
TV.
Because Jared got the 3D TV when that was like the thing. And I'm like, and who uses it? Like,
I knew that one wasn't going to last.
No one. I'm like, and I said it. I was like, why?
I knew that wasn't going to last.
I knew that also. I don't need anything fancy.
We got to put glasses on or something.
It's going to be size.
I just thought, size matters, Antoine. You're right. The main thing that's holding me back, because it's not even the price, that they're cheap now, is the wall mount.
Yes.
See?
Because you have to, I don't like the being stuck in that commitment. Now my TV can never move from this spot, and now I got to look at wall mounts. I got to put it up there.
It's not even that. It's just, I mean, mine is already mounted on the wall, but I know I'm going to have to get a new wall mount.
Yeah,
and I don't want to deal with it. And I'm going to have to ask some friend of mine to mount it for me, and then they're going to hang that over my head. Okay, so that was the one good one. Felt good, didn't it?
I know.
Let's see. Custom items like engraved picture frames, goofy stuff like that. But it gets marked down on average 40% ahead of Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So if you wanted
him and her picture frames, all stuff,
family, all those goofy things. Let's see. Flowers, again, an average of 21% cheaper than normal because of Valentine's Day. I'm like, yeah, but as long as you get them today.
Yes.
But on Valentine's Day, they are a markup of 2,000,000%. So there's that one. Subscriptions to sites like Match.com.
Okay.
But the lonely. That's it. There you go.
That's it. That's all. So TVs and nothing else. Televisions that you can watch by yourself because you're lonely.
Televisions and then a bunch of loveless trash outside of that. By the way, the average person spent almost $8,000 buying stuff on sale last year. So you saw it was on
$8,000.
Sale.
Oh, throughout the year, not just in February.
No.
Throughout the year.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Like,
no,
gracious.
February, there's nothing to spend money on. It's useless. I told you.
All the frames.
Now they say $8,000. Looking back, they think about half of them were actually a good deal. So you wasted $4,000 last year. Have a nice day. Fat Chance is next. We'll give you some free passes to Comic-Con. Who on the morning thing. Do you have your faith in? And then, do we have faith in you? That's next.
Welcome to Fat Chance. We're back at Fat Chance. It's time for Fat Chance. I am your host, Antoine Terrell.
Why are you making me feel fat over here? You keep saying fat.
I know.
Why is he saying he's fat chance shaming?
Yeah,
there,
you were
there's a chance. All right. Oh, I have two.
Correct.
Playing with us today, we have Zach Jackson.
Yes. Hi, I'm Zach Jackson, and I like sauce.
Okay. And we have Monica Brooks.
Hi, I'm Monica, and I guess I like pink.
What is happening?
Okay.
Well, right. You know what? It all comes down to when game shows start going sideways, Monica, we know the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The host.
It's always the host. It's my fault.
Yeah. Always the host. Let's say good morning to Christopher. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Chris, who would you like to team up with in the game? Would you like Zach Jackson or would you like Dino Nugget?
I'm going to go with you, Zach.
Okay. Me, Zach, all right. Okay. In the house. I'm going to say me, Zach, like we're all right here.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
I'm going to go with you, Zach, the other to forget it. Okay, Chris and me. Now, Chris, you're going to be part of this game, too. So it's going to be a question of how much faith I have in Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I let me do my one test question, and this will help decide how much faith I have. Chris, when you are eating a steak, how would you like it prepared?
Oh, no.
Rare.
Oh,
rare.
Man, I'm feeling good Chris, about Chris.
Chris lives in the forest.
I know it.
I
just
like
go
this.
Ahead and bite the cow.
Right. Kill the cow.
He's like, I just walk in, I push the cow over, I lick him. That's what I mean. Okay, good. I like Chris. Sarah, you and Miss Monica. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Do you have any trust questions?
Okay, well, Sarah, how do you like your steak cooked?
I'm definitely a medium kind of person.
Okay.
I wanted her to say she was a vegan so bad. I wanted her to say it so bad.
All right.
Would have been medium. Awesome. Or well done till it's black like shoe leather, that sort of thing. All right. So we have medium taken on rare.
Mm.
That's good. I like Sarah. Sarah seems like she'll be a fine competitor.
Yes.
We'll see what happens.
I wish you guys the best of luck. So, Fat Chance for Chris, Sarah, Zach, and Monica. I'm going to give you all categories and you will predict how many items can be named in that category in 15 seconds. If you feel your player can name more than your opponent, you can raise the stakes. If not, you say Fat Chance or your opponent has to go first. The 2 points wins.
Okay, so in round one, Chris, is me and you decide how much faith you have in me in this category.
All right, the Super Bowl is on Sunday, so we're going to have a Super Bowl Sports Fat Chance Wednesday today.
Okay.
So, Chris, how many since 2010... halftime performers can Zach name in 15 seconds?
I thought you were going to be like winners of the Super Bowl. Patriots. I'm
done. You got six right there.
I got nine of them. Thank you.
I'll start with five.
Ooh, okay. I like that. That's a good, solid number. All right. Sarah, how many can Monica name since 2010 halftime Super Bowl performances? And you can't repeat anybody.
Six.
Just so you know.
Sarah? Hey, Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Sarah was
Sarah's
talking.
Button. You were talking.
Cheating.
I silenced her.
Yes, you did. Sarah.
You know, I'm a woman hater. That's exactly
Sarah.
What it is.
Woman hater.
No, it's just the worst.
I think I could do.
Oh, she thinks she can do.
I think six.
Yeah, I think she can do six.
Okay.
All right.
Chris, I don't think I
Chris,
can do seven.
Can Zach do seven or more? Do you want to say Fat Chance of Monica and six?
Oh, Zach, you think you could do it?
Not really. I don't know. I got some names in mind, but I don't know if they were before 2010 or not.
Since 2010.
Oh,
well,
let's go
with Fat Chance.
All right, let's see what we got.
Monica, 6 in 15 seconds.
Here we go.
Okay, Coldplay, Beyonce, Carlos Santana. There was a Prince, Whitney Houston.
Houston.
No. Let's see. Justin Timberlake and. J-Lo.
You could do Shakira.
Because you said the halftime.
I said since 2010. Why don't you could do
that? Yeah, yeah.
But even then, you only got five. Wrong. You only got five.
That means you're
I only
wrong.
Got five. I needed six, right?
I was playing
Prince. Whitney Houston?
I know.
Prince, didn't he?
That 2010?
Was it earlier than that?
Yes.
See, that's what it was.
Crap.
Yeah, I thought she had it. And I thought, you know what I thought was going to happen is she was going to screw it up and she was going to not do J-Lo or Shakira and then she was going to lose. So she only got five.
She only got five. Prince is 2007.
Prince!
Okay,
yelling at him.
I know, I'm not.
Run them down, I'm curious.
All right, so real quick, Jennifer Lopez, Shakira, Bad Bunny, Maroon 5, Travis Scott, Big Boy, Justin Timberlake, Lady Gaga, Coldplay, Beyonce, Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson, Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, Missy Elliott, Chili Peppers, Destiny's Child, Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, CeeLo Green, Black Eyed Peas, Usher, Slash, and The Who.
Wow. You really could have just rattled off any artist you could think of, and because, you could have had six.
Yeah, because Madonna had like 12 people perform with her.
Oh, and I forgot about Madonna. Yes, she did.
Madonna, yikes. Okay, well, I got a point, so that's good. Yay! Feeling good. Rare in the house. Let's see where we go in round two. Take it away, Mr. Antoine.
Okay, so this next category, Monica, you're going to be bidding for Sarah. Sarah, did you watch the Super Bowl?
Kind of.
Okay.
All right. Well,
that's,
I wish you the
fair answer. I kind of feel like I would have said kind of for me, too.
All right. Well, luckily for you, this question is more about sports than the Super Bowl. Monica, how many sports movies can Sarah name in 15 seconds?
Ooh, Sarah, can you do at least three?
Sports movies.
Yeah, I can do three.
You think about four? No, three. Is
that your bid?
Yeah,
three?
I was on at three.
Okay, all right,
three.
Zach.
I mean, I feel good about Chris. He eats a steak rare, for crying out loud. Uh-huh. You got to be able to. I'm going to say, I feel like six seems like a good number to me, I think.
Oh, Lord, I'm not a movie buff.
Oh, God.
So you're locking in at six?
I know. I wish you can't lock it in, though. Whatever, Zach.
Five.
All right, five.
Five is my. All right. He can
Sarah,
do that.
You want to go fat chance? Or you want more? You can do it.
I just can't do six. So
okay.
That's it.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
All right, Chris
can you do five sports movies.
Five sports movies
five
in 15
sports
seconds.
Movies. Here we go, Chris. 15 seconds on you. Go.
The Longest Yard. Remember the Titans. Mm-hmm. I don't watch movies.
Don't give up. Keep thinking. Fight. Come on.
Fight Club.
Yeah, even if it counts.
I counted it, but we got three anyway.
Oh, man. Rocky. One, two, three, four, five. Yes. Three.
Any Given Sunday. Did he say that?
Yeah. No, he did not.
Longest Yard.
Oh. Rudy. Oh, Rudy. Everybody's seen Rudy. Field of Dreams.
Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
All right, here
That's
we go.
Okay.
Last round.
All right.
Last round. So it's back. It's on Chris. You get the bid first.
Sarah actually does bid first, but that's okay.
Is it Sarah?
No, it should be. It's right.
It's Chris, yeah.
My bad. Go ahead.
All right. The Super Bowl is on Sunday. Chris. How many football players that played in Sunday's Super Bowl can Zach name in 15 seconds?
How many football players?
That played in it.
Okay.
You just have to be able to name the players
really?
In the game. Uh-huh. You watched the game, Monica.
I watched.
You said
I
you watched.
Watched
it. All right.
You know.
Chris, how many of those players can Zach name?
I think you could do, we'll start with five.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Sarah, how many can Monica do?
I can definitely do five.
You can do five for sure.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
Great.
Of course I can.
Oh,
Monica, you said
Come
you
on,
watched
Monica.
The game.
I watched a certain three.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you right now, if you say fat chance, you're going to lose this game. So you're going to have to up it to six if you want to have any
what?
Chance.
Monica, you got this. Let's get six.
Okay.
All right, six. All right, Chris.
Chris, let's sit back and watch this happen, shall we? I could do
okay.
more, but yeah, this is much better. All right, 15 seconds. Take it away, Monica.
All right, Jimmy G, Travis Kelce, Mahomes, Cody. And
Cody.
Benjamin and Donnie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. It was Ed Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. At least Ed got a last name.
Yay, me.
No, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
I think you were naming New Kids on the Block.
I know. Donnie, Mark, Lance.
You know.
Congratulations
you
know, to you, Chris.
Oh, that was
to
worth
you,
it.
Chris.
That was
you
worth
got
it.
The Big Lit Comic-Con tickets. That's going to be at the Berglund Center this weekend. Be sure to check it out.
And a shout-out to Super Bowl MVP, Ed Mitchell.
Mitchell.
Yes, you know him. You know him very well. Congratulations, Chris. You are the big winner.
Congratulations, Chris.
Apologies to Sarah, but
Sarah.
A valiant effort until it wasn't. Here on the K92 Morning Thing. Coming up in the trending. Oh, Antoine. Big fan of The Lion King over
I
here.
I am.
You're going to have to defend your movie.
I can do it.
I
hope so.
Then the Great Mouse Freakout, this poor woman in the birthday scam. I probably terrify her more than anyone we've ever birthday scammed.
Uh-huh.
She's fine now, just so you know. Everything's good. But I'm going to put her through the ringer. That's at 7:10 here on The Thang.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
And I have to do some explaining on behalf of The Lion King.
Okay.
Disney Empire. As someone who just sank all of my available money into the Disney Empire.
Do you know I sometimes play this song when I'm in the shower?
Mm.
Fun fact.
Just call it fact. How about that?
Okay. Do you hold your soap up and go, oh, yeah.
I'll lift my body wash up.
He lifts other things, though. He's like,
I knew you were going to say that.
Hey, you're the one doing it. No, way to take it there, mister. Interesting. Really, what this story comes down to for me is not so much the rules or the law or the fine. It's what pain in the butt went out of their way to complain about this and let Disney know.
Okay.
You see this one? It was about a school in California that showed The Lion King at a PTA fundraiser.
Okay.
What's wrong with that? What happened?
They do a PTA fundraiser.
How long is this fundraiser is my question.
No, it was just basic. I'll let you. This is what the guy says about the PTA president. It was one of those ones where they have a little fundraiser, and in one room, they kind of put The Lion King on in a room. So if the kids wanted to watch a movie.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And whatever.
Yeah.
And it was the newer version of the movie. So one of the parents had it on DVD from Best Buy, okay. Whatever. Disney fined them $250 saying you owe us for screening it in a public place. Give me $250.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, the law is the law.
Oh, is it now?
Actually, I think one of the dads owned the movie. He had bought it at Walmart or something like that. And we just, basically threw it on while the kids were playing in the auditorium. The event made $800. So, if we have to fork over a third of it to Disney, so be it. It's, lesson learned.
Who even alerts Disney?
Yeah, how did Disney know? I guess it's in California.
Disney got an email. The school got an email from Disney that said they received an alert about the screening. So that
an
means
alert from who?
Some parent at the PTA thing decided to go tattle. I don't know why people go out of their way to do stuff like that.
Was there something else going on at the fundraiser, or was the fundraiser just watching the movie?
I think there was other things going on too. They just sort of
just
threw
for
it on
the kids.
Yeah,
and they just
yeah.
put it in the side room.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean, people are already
one parent
donating money to cover the costs, and something tells. I would say Disney would pull back on this, but they're the ones that did it in the first place. Mm-hmm. And I understand they got to protect their copyright. So, again, the real question is, who complained?
Yeah.
Why is there always some random person that has to go out of their way to complain about stuff?
Parents are the worst.
Yeah. It's people are the worst. Because they like to complain about stuff all the time. And I don't understand the whole thing.
Number two
trending. Valentine's Day is just over a week away. And there are several different gift options maybe you would like to consider. If your special person in your life loves bread, you can do the Olive Garden thing is back again this year. If you want to do that.
Bread.
What's the Olive Garden thing?
It's a breadstick bouquet.
Oh.
Yeah. So instead of flowers.
So many carbs.
It's
and garlic.
Yep. It's just a bunch of carbs and garlic.
Get them all good and smelly for you.
That's right. Well, you know what? If you smell, then it helps to bring them down to your level. That'll be back. And also, if you would like to mess with your significant other, you can get them. These new edible arrangements is doing chocolate dipped strawberries like they've done in the past.
Okay, sounds normal.
These have flakes of ghost pepper chilies on them. So
Oh, you expecting a fist fight?
That's not fun.
100 times hotter than a jalapeno.
You can't say stuff like this when Monica's on the show.
Why? Because she's going to do
She's going to do this. I could totally see her doing this.
Do it
like bringing it in like weeks from now.
Do it to
for
your
us.
Husband. No, not to us. Do it to Jared and film it.
He doesn't eat fruit.
Trick him again. Put it on the pizza.
I gotta get chicken wings.
wings. A chocolate covered strawberry counts as fruit in his life.
Yes.
God,
I was like, well, you know what? But get a chicken wing and dip it in chocolate. I could just, make something happen with that.
Really, we could just put the ghost pepper on the chicken wing. Do we have to dip it in chocolate?
No. But
he doesn't eat fruit.
No.
He doesn't eat vegetables either.
I don't think I've ever seen him really eat a fruit.
Oh my God!
I'm gonna get him some grapes.
And then here's the ridiculousness. I bet he and I go into the doctor. His cholesterol is probably better than mine. No vegetables, no fruit, and chocolate covered things count as a fruit for him.
Number one.
Right now, I want to just get some ghost pepper flakes and just put them on. Figure out something. Number one trending this Sunday. In case you didn't notice, because I didn't. It's the Oscars.
Yes,
oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. I didn't notice.
I didn't know. Do we care anymore though? Is there a host? Or,
yes,
we
care deeply, Monica. That's why it's the number one trending thing.
Yes.
We care so deeply.
It's so important.
We look at the gowns and everything.
There is no host.
Okay.
Again. Yeah, they're doing that
again.
I
think that's a good idea.
Here's something to watch out for, whether you care or not. Here's one thing you can see of did the Oscars screw up royally, and then here's something to make you mad about the Oscars, too. Oscars may have revealed the winners accidentally on Twitter yesterday.
Ooh.
Yeah, they unveiled a new I know. Well, now we care. It was a new tool for fans to tweet out their predictions, some sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And social media went crazy because the Academy then tweeted its own, quote, predictions that I guess looked like winners and deleted the tweet right after it.
So it made it look even worse.
Yes. Oscars claim they were just sharing examples of the new interactive experience.
Okay.
So we shall see. If Best Picture is Parasite, which I guess would
I've
actually
heard about that.
Be a little bit of an upset, because that's not the one they're talking about. Sam Mendes as Best Director for 1917, or Mendes, whatever. Parasite for Best Original Screenplay, Jojo Rabbit for Adapted, and then Joaquin Phoenix and Renee Zellweger for Best Actor, Best Actress. Then they did, in fact, accidentally tweet out.
I think I'm going to put some money down.
Maybe.
I think you can bet on this.
Sure.
I may place a bet.
I'm watching.
I may place a bet now.
Of course, the odds are probably 1 to 10. Like, they're in the awful version now. Also, the Oscars have caved to the marketing pressure of the universe because everything has to be plant-based and meatless now. All the food at the Oscars will be plant-based this year.
I saw that, too.
Ugh. Why?
Done. I'm bringing in my own burger.
Yeah, I would.
Well, and it's one of those things where I get it. If you want to live that lifestyle, fantastic. I'm okay with that. But not everybody has to do that. So why do we have to give in to the we're good? This is the trend now. Everything has to be plant based. Like, okay. Are we not allowed to just have fried chicken? Mm. Did we have to have plant based?
You
can
bring
nuggets?
In your own food to the Oscars.
I would.
Yeah. Like Monica at a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I put a skirt steak in my pants.
Let's get a big gown.
You sir, is that a big long there? Skirt stank in your pants? Stank.
Yes. Put some stank on them.
Uh-huh, exactly. And then I would do in honor of Antoine.
hold that skirt stank
up to the air and thank the world. Brand new birthday scam is next. The Great Mouse Freakout. This poor woman, she gets put through the ringer, but it's for your enjoyment. And that is next on The Thing. Antoine is a bad man. You're taking advantage of someone.
I'm not the only one. I feel confident I'm not the only one that takes advantage of.
I feel confident you're not the only bad man, but that doesn't make it any better. His confession will come at 7:35. His comeuppance will be due.
Yes.
In about 10 minutes. Birthday scam now.
K92. Birthday scam. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. This poor woman, I mess with her good, but everyone can laugh because she laughed about it at the end too. So no one got hurt in the filming of this birthday scam.
Good.
This is from Katrina. Zach, one of my best friends, just got a job in the same office as me, and I want to totally mess with her as both a birthday wish and a welcome to the team prank. Part of her job is to answer the phones, which for us means she's the first person in the office and is there by herself for about an hour. So you can probably mess with her a little bit while nobody is around. I called Katrina and I found out that in addition to being there by herself, Natalie very much hates mice. So that's where we're going with this now. The Great Mouse Freakout here on your K92 Morning Thing.
Hello, Associates. This is Natalie. How can I help you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
You're Natalie, right?
That's right.
Okay, great. I was told to ask for you when I called.
Well, I'm the only one here, so that was easy.
Oh, it's very easy. You're right. Well, anyway, hey, I'm calling from Pest Control. I just want to do some work on this mouse problem y'all got over there.
The mouse problem?
Yeah, we got a call from, what is it here? It's, Angela? Does that sound right?
Yeah, she's my boss, but she doesn't get in here until later.
Yeah, she told us that, but she said we could talk to you this morning to check out your mouse problem, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay, wait, I don't know anything about mice. There's no mice here. It's an office.
Well, I guess I haven't seen any, but apparently Angela's got reason to think they might have a mouse problem over there. So you haven't seen or heard anything, right?
No. I hate mice. So if there were any, you'd hear me screaming.
Okay, well, that may be the case, but Angela hooked me up with the access to your security camera there. So you see that camera up on the ceiling? See that one?
Yeah, the dome-shaped thing?
Yeah, that's a surveillance camera, and I can see that through my computer. I see you right now. Like, you can wave to me right now. Hi.
Hi, I'm waving.
Yeah, there you are, waving and stuff. Anyway, I can see the office from here. So Angela wanted us to be able to monitor for rodent activity there. So she switched on the camera access for us during the overnight hours. But I'm hooked up for the next 30 minutes, and I thought we could see what we're dealing with right now.
Yeah, I'm not too comfortable with this.
Oh, don't worry. We're not going to be watching you. Camera's going to shut off in like a half hour. It's not a problem.
No, I mean, I'm not comfortable with the mice thing. I really don't like mice.
Sure, I get it. It'll be fine, though. This will just take a minute. We're just going to do a little experiment to see what we're dealing here, okay?
What do you mean?
I mean, we got to see what we're working with. Like if it's one mouse or a whole mouse family or whatever it is. It's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm going to have you make some noises that attract mice. And I'll watch on the camera from here and see if any of them respond.
No, I don't know about this.
Look. Here's the deal. You won't have to see any mice. Just you close your eyes. I'm going to have you make a sound, and then I'll watch here on the camera and see if any of them show up.
Okay.
Natalie, I'm an expert, okay? So just close your eyes. Close them right now. I won't let anything bad happen to you. So close your eyes, okay?
Okay. My eyes are closed.
All right, perfect. I see you there with your eyes closed. Okay, now give me a high-pitched, you know, sort of eek, that sort of noise.
And after I do that, what's going to happen?
Well, a mouse may or may not come out when they hear that sound. It's kind of like the mouse friend. So you keep your eyes closed. You will never see it, and I'll know exactly where they're coming from, the source and everything. Your boss will be very happy. This is important. So, yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay,
All right, not bad, but you're going to have to do a little bit louder because I see you on the camera and there's nothing going on, so we need them to hear it. So just give me a louder one right now. Same thing.
Okay.
Okay, that's much better. Oh, my goodness!
What's happening?
Keep your eyes closed, Natalie.
I'm keeping my eyes closed.
Natalie, do not open your eyes. Do you hear me?
Okay, I won't. What's happening? What do you see? What's happening?
Okay, but here's the good news. It's working a lot.
Oh my God. You mean Natalie,
don't open your eyes.
I won't open my eyes, but please tell me what you see.
It's okay. It's all right. Calm down. It's all right.
I don't like mice.
Close your eyes. It's only about four or five that I see. So just
four or five?
It's all right. Whatever you do. Wait, Natalie, calm down. I need you to calm down. Stop. Do not open your eyes and do not move. I need you to stay perfectly still and quiet, Natalie. Quiet. Okay. All right. That's better. All right. Now that we know what we're dealing with, I'm going to need you to make one more noise to make them go away, okay?
Okay. Hurry. Okay. What's the noise?
All right. In a loud, clear voice, I want you to say, birthday scam.
What?
You're on a birthday scam right now. You can open your eyes. There's no mice. Hey, it's Zach from
K92.
Oh, happy birthday.
My gosh.
Oh, yes. This
is not even funny. I am so scared of mice.
I got to be honest. It was pretty funny, if I'm being honest. On this end.
K92. Birthday scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam. K92 Morning
Thang. Antoine is a bad man taking advantage of someone.
Says, well, I'm not the only one, so that makes it okay. All my friends are doing it, Monica.
He'll explain in just a minute. Blow your mind now.
The K92 Morning Thang blows your mind.
We all have stories. We try to figure out, we hide some words. Like a little game show just for us. I have a kid who refuses to take a bath. So his mother did something.
Uh-oh.
It worked, but it worked too well.
I have a postal worker. They got fired. Or not fired. Got arrested.
Ooh.
Why did he get arrested? I'm assuming he got fired too.
Okay.
Usually if you get arrested, you assume you're getting
probably
fired.
Probably lost your job.
All right. Well, I have a company. They're holding funerals for what?
Mm-hmm. For what? What for what, Monica?
Uh-huh.
For what? Go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, all right. Well, this company, they're holding funerals for your what? A, toenails and dead skin. B, sex dolls. C, old phones.
Okay.
This is one of those ones where even the wrong answers scare me because Monica came up with them.
Yep.
Yeah, because between old toenails and skin and then the love doll, one of them is from the mind of Monica. Possibly both.
I'm going with love doll. I'm going with love doll.
You going with love doll?
Yeah.
I saw this story this morning. It is.
Oh, yeah. It's love doll.
I haven't seen it.
It's not scary. But yeah, there's a company in
Japan. A lifetime warranty on those things?
No, the dead skin and the dead toenails is the scary one. Oh, to my pile of toenails. Oh, how I will miss thee.
There probably is a company out there doing that.
I mean, do they get older?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
they age a little bit.
They could
okay, well,
I, mean, I guess if anything, well, plastic.
This company, this Japanese company, they are taking your old dolls and holding a funeral for them.
Okay.
And they said that some people want to bring in a new doll, but they feel some kind of connection to the old doll.
You feel bad for the old doll.
Yeah, so they hold a funeral. You get to keep a part that you want of your doll.
You keep that to yourself, Antoine. You're a bad man already and you're professional.
Yeah, but it's they're making bank.
Mm. Are they? Are
yeah,
they
said a lot
bank?
Of people. They okay. said they had, at first, they released this idea, and they said, okay, well, it'll probably have a couple people.
Can you imagine calling your mother and telling her the success story of your business?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Mom.
You never know.
I have a successful business. What is it? I import, export?
Yeah, I'm about to say, you'd have to say just a funeral service.
Antoine!
You'd have to stop there. All right.
Naughty mailman.
So a postal worker has been arrested for a felony for what? A, not delivering mail.
Mm-hmm.
B, opening everyone's mail.
Those are both felonies.
Or C, intentionally delivering mail to the wrong people.
Just a mess of them. Force you to have to talk to your neighbors.
I'm going C.
You're going C.
All right, taking it to the wrong house on purpose?
Yeah, just throwing them up in the air. Sure, we'll go with that one. Yeah, I'll go with you.
Well, you both would be wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Not delivering the mail. And here's the thing.
Oh, is this a dude that was hiding it in the storage facility?
He's been putting it in a storage facility because he felt too much pressure to deliver the mail on time.
Uh-huh.
So when he was running late, he's like, I'll just put it
and tuck it away.
And I'll deliver it later. And he forgot to. Not forgot to, just never got the time to do it.
Yeah, forgot to when he goes back to the place over and over again. Yeah, so he can't deliver to your house, but he can deliver to a storage facility, no
over
problem.
Over 5,000 pieces of mail.
Yeah, you go to jail.
Gosh, and I'm you're in trouble for
you
that.
You better get fired.
5,000 pieces of mail was in his storage facility.
See, I was hoping that it was like just delivering the mail to the wrong house.
No, it's one of those.
I had mail delivered to my house. Mm-hmm. It belonged to a neighbor that I never met, and I decided to just take it over to the neighbor's house. So, what up, Jerry?
So you met Jerry that way?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Aren't you just the greatest?
I was like, what up, Jerry? I mean, he's a cool dude.
Are you trying to be nice before my confessional? Is that what's happening
yes,
right now?
Yes, that's right.
So. Uh-huh. This mom, a kid wouldn't take a bath. So mom blanks. A, makes him sleep in the tub. B, photoshops a bunch of roaches on his body. Or C, stops doing his laundry.
Mm.
No, if he doesn't want to take a bath, he doesn't mind being stinking.
Yeah.
Stank. I'm going B.
You're going B?
I just go A.
You say A? So Antoine says Photoshop a bunch
yes,
of roaches,
roaches
on his body? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct!
And it worked too well. This is the problem now.
What?
Ma took a picture of Ma. He was sleeping. I'll show you the picture. And then she just put a couple of bugs on his head and like his body. They see what happens when you don't take a bath. All the roaches climb on you while you're sleeping. She said now she can't get him to stop taking baths and he's in there like 8 to 10 times a day.
Goodness!
Yep.
He doesn't do anything else but bathe.
No. He just bathe.
But yeah,
he turns into a raisin.
It's better than stinking.
Yeah, if you saw a roach on you, you would take a lot of baths.
Yep. Sometimes you go to drastic measures to try to get kids to do things, and then it works, but it works too well. I mean, it was when I had to get my daughter, and I told her about the poop monster, because she just would not poop in the toilet. It worked immediately, but I think
monster.
I also made her afraid of the toilet. So it's just,
oh, no.
Well, you know, you win some, you lose some. Antoine is a bad, bad man. He will confess next, taking advantage of someone who, maybe it's you. Maybe you're being taken advantage of by Antoine. But he says, well, I'm not the only one. Fine. The parade of horrible people come. Wait, do I do it?
Yeah, I think you do it.
Well,
I'm confident you do it.
Antoine is a justifiable confession next. Some people are just bad. They're just bad people.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is it? The Bad Seed?
Oh, yeah.
That movie?
But I don't think I'm alone. In fact, I know I'm not alone.
I know you're not the only bad person. I see bad people all the time.
I see bad people. When you're getting ready in the morning in the mirror?
Yes. I mean, and according to Antoine, I think I might be on his side. So
yes, I think Monica is too.
I really shouldn't be laying it on this.
I feel confident that you do this as well, Monica.
No you're way. A bad person. No There's way. No doubt.
You know, in life, there are people, there are things, there is stuff that in your time of need, you reach out to,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
It's when you're feeling low, you're feeling depressed or whatever, you reach out to something and you expect results. You hope for results. You get those results and you're like super happy.
Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I realized that I was taking advantage of this Super Bowl Sunday. And what I'm taking advantage of...
On God's most holiest of days? Oh, no!
And it's funny you say that because I realized on Sunday, I'm taking advantage of God.
Are you now?
With my prayers.
Oh, I see. Yes.
The things people in the world are praying for health.
Yep.
Poverty-stricken people are praying to get out of their circumstance.
Like food, you know, that kind of thing.
And on Sunday, I am praying loud, looking up to the heavens, for the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because one of my best friends is a San Francisco 49ers fan.
Oh, so out of spite.
So I am praying for a prayer that is unnecessary, out of spite. I am wasting God's time. I am taking advantage of our Lord.
You're praying not even for your own team to win, but for someone else's team to lose. Yes, that's really what you're doing.
I am interrupted because, you know, God has a hotline where all their prayers come through, and it's line one, line two. I am taking up a line of a prayer that's probably needed.
I feel like those are the kinds of prayers that should go to the spam filter. You know?
Yeah, but he's answering them.
He is?
He's answering them. Yes, Lord, he is. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't stop there. Yesterday, I was driving in, and I was driving a little faster than I should have been.
Okay.
And I passed a police officer
who
then hit their brakes. And I prayed to our Lord, please don't let him turn around. And the Lord answered. Yes, he did. He answered. He was there for me. So I want to apologize if you prayed for something that was necessary. If you prayed for something that was important yesterday around 4:45 and you didn't get it.
You're not going to amen.
And it didn't happen because God was busy with Antoine's trivial request.
He was keeping a police officer driving straight down that road.
Shame on you.
Now tell me I'm the only one. Tell me I'm the only one that's taking advantage of our prayers.
You're the only one.
Wow. What was that, Zach?
I don't know. I choked on something.
Monica?
Huh?
Mm? Monica?
You're the only.
Yep. You're the only one.
I just sit there and I'm like,
I know, I feel bad sometimes.
Wow, this is a waste of a prayer, but I'm going to ask for it anyway.
You know, our business hinges on these ratings, and you know, you always want to. And so when I'm praying to God for good ratings, I think, this is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing.
That's what your prayer is.
Somebody else is like,
a lot of things going on in the world.
Please, God, get this tumor out of my head. I'm like, can we just have an 18-34 share? Come on, God. At least mine was for all our benefits and not the sadness of one of your friends.
Hey, you know what?
You rooted for it.
It was for my happiness too, though. Because if he's sad, I was happy. This doesn't make it any better. Never mind.
Well, God, if you're listening. And
I
don't make this a prayer because I would never do that. Because Antoine is the
one. Only.
Mm-hmm. But God, just remember what he did to you when his Dallas Cowboys take the field in September. That's it. I'm just putting that on.
Oh, you're getting Monica now, though.
I didn't say anything. Man. I just put it out there. That's all. He knows. Using God.
Sorry, God.
God really
Thank
does.
You for listening, though. Yes.
God needs a spam filter.
Good win,
That's where I would go. He needs to block my number.
Hot list is next. What is it?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. I'm asking you. You're the
Sinners
one doing the hot list.
Over here. Robert Pattinson.
Oh, I saw that. I thought of you with that story because you're very anti him being
Batman. Stop making that face
now. He's going to be Batman, and I hope that he pulls off
that
role.
He's going to be an amazing Batman.
I hope so.
Oh, he's going to.
I really hope so.
Your husband's going to go on a business trip, and you're going to watch that movie. You're going to like it so much.
Ooh, that Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I'm Batman.
That's Monica's Batman voice.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, so he's gonna be Batman, and also we're gonna talk about Harrison Ford. He needs to sit down somewhere.
You think so?
I think so.
All right.
Harrison Ford in that one little earring needs to sit down.
Oh, does he still wear that one earring?
I don't know. Every time I think about him, I think he has that earring.
I don't know. One. That is next birthday scam. After that, sleep number bed in the house.
Oh,
nothing like sleeping.
I know I'm going out of town, but I can't bring my sleep number with me. No, that would be awkward.
Yeah, I thought it was
expensive carry-on.
I know. I think you would have to pay extra for that.
If you tote your bed with you, will someone say something to you? Do they have the right to say something? It's your bed. You got places you need to go, and you want to sleep.
That would be interesting.
Mm.
You know what?
Try it. Can't get arrested for that.
Science says he's practically perfect.
Science!
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
Yeah, science says that Robert Pattinson is the most handsome man in the world.
Yeah.
I thought that was John Legend.
He's sexiest.
Oh, okay. There's a difference.
People magazine.
Right.
That's science.
Antoine, that's people.
Science.
This is science.
Fair point. This is real.
They said he's basically perfection, according to science. I guess with, you know, his face.
Symmetry and the bone structure and all those things.
Second on the list, Henry Cavill.
makes sense.
Which I think you would Superman, you would agree with that one.
He's super boring. I don't say he's boring, but
that's what you were about to say, actually.
he's super
boring.
Yeah, if you follow him on Instagram, he just walks around in the wilderness and hello.
I like how he lives just a relaxed and chill life.
No, I think
but you guys have to call him
he's
boring.
He's looking at us for friendship, but you know, but he doesn't comment back.
He's not boring in his movies.
No,
it's because he gets to be somebody else.
He gets a script.
I'm with Monica. I don't think he has any friends.
But he's a good-looking guy for sure.
I'm gonna find out who
Bradley Cooper.
Are.
Yeah. Again, it's kind of all comes back to those cheekbones and those features and stuff.
The chin and stuff.
And you know, someone else who has that chiseled face that I also don't think has a lot of friends is Tom Brady, the football player.
Yeah, no, he doesn't.
Because he's like Henry Cavill. I feel like when they talk, it's boring. Mm-hmm. There's just, you don't want to go to his house because he's going to tell you all about how you're not allowed to eat an eggplant. And you're just like, oh, God.
But there's also Bradley Cooper, Brad Pitt, George Clooney, Hugh Jackman. He's always, you know, dancing Broadway.
It's all the same face. If you think about it.
It's the same person.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same chiseled face.
Kanye West.
That what? I and
he's
Antoine
on
the, don't
Ryan
have.
Ryan Gosling is after Kanye. What do your eyes?
Kanye.
He's Kanye West.
Handsome bone structure. He does.
Oh, Lord.
You know what, Antoine, tonight,
think of Brew.
Just go home and study his face.
I am. I was going to stare at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Harrison Ford. They don't have him on a list. I don't see
a young Harrison Ford.
Ford. But he said he's coming back for Indiana Jones.
5, I think, is the next one. So next year, he'll be 79 years old. Mm-hmm. This is the producer.
We're working away, getting the script where we want to be, and then we'll be ready to go.
And will it be a reboot, or will Harrison Ford be involved?
Oh, Harrison Ford will be involved. Yeah, it's not a reboot. It's a continuation.
And is he up for it?
Oh, yeah. He can't wait. He absolutely is.
Yeah. I mean, that's good for him.
He was good in the Star Wars movies, the most recent ones, when he was still, you know, old and stuff.
When he could do like Indiana Jones. I never really watched it, but he could do like a nursing home version where you roll the mothball. Like, was it? Yeah, a little mothball.
A mothball down
the
thing.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty good in Force Awakens.
Right.
Because he made the cameo in that one.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he was good in that one.
And Monica's saying we're going to roll mothballs at him like
Instead
an old
of the,
man.
The
and that's what
whatever.
He's running from, yeah. are the mothballs.
Uh-huh. Well, he's not running. He's just kind of wheeling
with
away.
Walker.
With this walker. With the tennis balls on the end of it. But is this an Indiana Jones Temple of the Glebe? Is that what we have here?
No.
That's funny.
You like that?
In the works.
In the works, baby. Script being written on an old piece of parchment because
Make it
it's
happen.
Very old. Make
Come
it happen.
On.
Brand new birthday scam is next. This poor woman. Oh, she hates mice. So, of course, I just have mice crawling all over her, and she is freaking out. Then, dirty little secrets. This woman, I already am going to support her because all I know is that she is throwing her own children under the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you can't blame your children, why even have them in the first place?
I agree with this so far.
So we'll get to that. That is at 8:25. Dirty little secrets. If you have any secrets you would like to text in, do that now. You have things in this world where you pass immediate judgment on people. You don't need any other details. You see one thing and you pass immediate judgment. I did that to our own boss yesterday.
Okay.
And I was correct in my judgment passing. So we're going to get into that in a minute. Dirty little secrets now.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone? Bring them out, bring them out.
Bring them out, bring them out. This works out well because we have Ashley on the phone who does something about throwing her kids under the bus.
Uh-huh.
And I have several other parenting-related confessions that have come in for Dirty Little Secrets at 52353. Like this one. I told my son Chuck E. Cheese was closed for the winter. Too many people have the flu right now, not going.
That's funny.
I mean, hey, I confess, the kids missed school for Disney last week. They could have gone to school on Monday because we didn't leave till nighttime. I didn't want to risk germs. I didn't care. Geez. I'm like, what's one more day of school? Forget it. Text 52353. I've been sneaking beets into my daughter's breakfast muffin. She has no clue.
All right. Good.
It's a good one.
Get that recipe. Monica would do.
I was going to say, get that recipe over to Monica. Try to get her husband to actually eat a vegetable.
Yeah, put some beets.
He'll notice every time.
This stays off.
Yeah. Oh, what is this? Trying to make him eat, was it a mushroom last time?
Uh-huh.
Do it again. I like it. Text 52353. I eat in bed and then blame our 5-year-old when my husband finds the crumbs.
Oh, no.
Throw him under the bus.
Smart.
Exactly.
That's smart.
That's what they're there for, Antoine. You don't have children, but you do coach children and work with children. And even in those cases, I do believe sometimes you have to blame them.
I was supposed to clean up the gym after a game, I'm like, I told the girls.
Girls!
Mm-hmm. I told them.
Shh, they're running until they puke tomorrow.
Yes.
Let's say good morning to Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
What do, you naughty parent, you?
Well, I
eat my husband's food, and I blame it on the kids.
Oh, okay. So you're food related here again. So you take his food.
Yeah, you know, he'll go to like work dinners, and he'll bring home the fancy, you know, leftovers, and I'll take little bites of it, and you know, he thinks it's the kids.
You just let him keep thinking
yeah.
it.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'd divorce her.
No, that's okay.
I don't know.
Take a little nibble.
And you know, the kids like filet mignon.
Uh-huh. I'm all for placing blame on your children, whether they deserve it or not. Because you know what? The kids are good. They forget yeah. everything. Yeah. And everybody loves to forgive a child. So it works out well. But when you touch another man's leftovers, it's hurtful.
You know, they've been looking forward to it all is. Day.
I know.
She's and taking nibbles.
No, don't you nibble. No. Look here, you hamster. You go get your own. Oh, I was one of the like maddest not mad I ever was at my wife. Because it's not real mad.
Yeah.
But I went out to dinner. Mm. And I think it was. It was like a work dinner too. And I had this beautiful piece of veal parmesan that I was going to eat afterward. And I had saved just enough. Like I had portioned my proper amount at dinner to then say no. Have some control so you can enjoy this for lunch
so
tomorrow.
So you're looking forward
yep.
to it.
And I thought of that veal parmesan all day. And I came home and that hooligan had eaten all of it. It was gone. Not even nibbled. The whole I was so mad. I was so, so mad, not mad. Ashley.
I just took a tiny little bite. Yeah.
That's all.
You know what? I hope your husband's listening, and if he is, take something she loves
no.
and just break off a little piece of it, whatever it is. Just take a tiny diamond out of the necklace. Just a little bit
just
right there.
Just a little
there.
One.
It's fun. But again, just remember, at your court, blaming the children, that part is okay.
Yeah. Yes, so, that's still fair.
Yeah, we are fine with all of that, but because the marriage needs to be preserved. I would forgive my daughter much faster than I would. Actually, I don't know if I would. I don't know. I'm a hypocrite.
But your son?
Well, he can't be trusted. I know it's not him because he doesn't eat food. So unless I left half a corn dog in there, and actually even that because I usually eat his half a corn dog. So no, candy. That'd be about the only thing. Text 52353 if you have dirty little secrets. Next, we're going to immediately pass judgment on people. Mm-mm. So if you see one thing.
Yes.
You immediately pass judgment. I'll give you a very easy one that I think we all agree on. What do you automatically assume, Monica, when you see a joint Facebook account?
Oh, gosh.
Cheating. Cheating.
Well, some people like the joint.
Right, because one of the people cheated, so the other one says, you have to have a joint Facebook account with me so I can see everything.
See,
that's my instant judgment.
See,
right there.
I think the husband, when I see it, I think the husband doesn't want to be on Facebook, but the wife wants him on, so that's the compromise. Mm-hmm. Like, you can do it, but you have to run it
I
off.
I do have a friend that... A couple that does that. Because he's not on Facebook.
I always
Facebook.
Think it's the husband that doesn't want to be on there.
Right, yeah. And he's not on Facebook because he's too busy cheating. That's what it is.
That's not what I said
immediate
at all.
Judgment. How would you like to pass it? 52353. Let us know. Let's say I did it to our boss. And I was right. I passed immediate judgment and I was correct. So I stand by my judgment. Next. Passing immediate judgment.
Okay.
I do it all the time.
Well, yes, you
I
do.
I feel like I'm right.
yes, you do. Correct. True.
So do you.
Oh, gosh.
Or something.
Correct.
I didn't say I did. Joint Facebook account. I assume someone in that relationship can't be trusted. Automatically.
Sometimes
see,
it's just,
I just assume
you know,
that somebody doesn't want to be on there.
Yeah.
And they're being forced to
they can't
be
trusted. Because the last time they were on, they sent a picture to somebody else.
Or they just don't want to be on there.
Can't be trusted. The other one with Facebook and couples is if... They go out of their way all the time to talk about how much they love each other and how much they're in love and how much they're best friends and la, 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 and boo, boo, boo. They hate each other. They're fighting behind the scenes and they're eventually getting
divorced. You're so negative, Zach.
Monica, how many times have I been proven right on that one?
Well, Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Yes, exactly. And they go out the way and they just have a third baby coming.
How do you do?
Yeah,
they post all the time.
And the third child usually ruins everything, so get ready for it.
You had to bring it back around.
Hey, pass immediate judgment, and you can be right. I did it to our boss yesterday, and I stand by my claim because I was absolutely right. Sometimes you have those things, just your radar immediately goes off. You're like, what's going on? What's going on? What's wrong with you? And for me, it's tea.
Oh, hot tea.
Hot
tea.
Yeah, if I see someone drinking tea.
Not sweet tea, like just, hot tea, like hot brewed tea. Yeah.
Right, unless we're getting a visit from the Earl of Sandwich, who has decided to come here for some reason, like the Queen is going to be here. If you don't normally drink tea, and I see you drinking tea, I immediately assume you're either very sick or about to get sick. And I saw that yesterday. I saw a man hunched over brewing tea at our little coffee maker. I'm like, oh my God, our boss is getting sick.
Well, usually that's what it is. People tell you, drink some hot tea. And I actually told him, I said, try some hot tea.
Because he's sick and you knew it. I said, what, are you sick? He said, oh, my throat.
It helps, though, that warmth in the tea. You put a little honey or something in there. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it helps a humidifier at your house. Go over there. Get out of here,
Monica's
man.
Monica's not going to like my instant judgment because I don't think it applies to her, but it was the first thing that popped in my head. I think that anybody who loves candles farts a lot.
Correct.
There's a lot of women that shop in Yankee Candle.
And I think they're gassy. Mm. I think they're gassy as hell.
And they blame their husbands or their coworkers named me. And I see what this is.
But I love candles. I just love smelly things, like things that are good smells.
Right, because you're so sick of your bad smells that you're creating. Now, Monica, I, as your friend and coworker, will take responsibility for 65% of those instances.
Yes, and that's the only reason like Monica doesn't apply, because I know why the candles are in this studio. But I think when I go to people's houses and stuff, I'm like, what smell are you hiding?
Interesting.
Are you hiding cushion farts?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love when I walk into someone's house and it smells like an apple or something like that. I like those smells. I
should farts.
Right. And I should point out, Antoine, that she loves candles. Monica also loves Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they are good. You do.
And those stink. Yeah, they come out of every pore that you have.
I admitted to my orifices. So there.
But I like good smells. I will say I will judge when it's cold outside and I'm riding next to someone and their windows are down. I wonder what's going on.
What if it's cracked? In their car? What if the window is cracked?
Why is it cracked? If it's cold,
because I'll have the heat on and then I get too hot.
You need to put it down. Push something out of you.
It's too foggy in here.
But when it's cold outside and it's like it's snow, and then you see someone with their windows down, I'm like, what just happened in there?
I picked one up from you, Monica, because you were totally correct, and I thought you sounded like a lunatic when you brought it up, was about people who wear long sleeves and jackets in the summertime. Yeah. And when it's unusually hot, we had we hired here, Antoine.
Okay.
And seemed like a good person, came with references of other people we knew, and Monica was like, he wears his jacket inside. Something is wrong with him. And we were like, Monica, you be quiet. Get out of here. She said, no, I don't know what it is. It's probably drugs or something like that. I'm like, could you go back to sleep? Go sniff a candle. Get out of here. Yeah. Guess who loved drugs? That guy. She was correct.
She was correct.
Mm-hmm. Big fan of drugs.
No. That was no good.
No.
No.
But you know what? There's a reason why these judgments get passed immediately. I see a dude walking around in New Balance sneakers and he's not at a gym of any kind. That's a man who don't have any fashion sense whatsoever and probably has tidy whities on at the same time.
Wow.
He likes to support.
Yeah.
he's that person who only has one pair of shoes. Shoes. Exactly. 52353. If you would like to pass immediate judgment. This couple freaked out because they had a box from China on their front porch. What did they think was inside and what was actually inside? We'll get into it in Most Viral as well. Oh, you know, just over here passing immediate judgment.
It's the K92 Morning Thangs.
Yeah.
Most Viral.
Okay, a lot of times you're correct. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Troy and Roanoke says people who wear sunglasses inside are very shady.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Or high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't trust people who wear winter hats indoors for excessive amounts of time, too. Like, why? Why do you have a winter hat on?
Don't your head get sweaty?
Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't find winter hats to be that enjoyable. Like, they're really just functional for snowstorms, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe their hair's all messy because they have that winter hat on.
And they can't take it. Yeah, they can't take it off at that point.
Yeah. But then I just wouldn't wear it because it just does not seem worth it. This couple freaked out because they open up their door. They got a package and the package says China on it.
All right.
They open it up. There's nothing inside.
Oh.
So they are convinced that China had mailed them the coronavirus.
I would think that.
Just package it in a box.
Yep.
You think it's a box?
Someone just coughed all in the box.
And then they bundled it up and you're somehow going to get the flu from all of that because they sent you a box of flu. Okay. Yep.
They were nervous and scared that it was the coronavirus. They called PD. PD called us. We brought the hazmat truck.
Why would the box be sent to them? Who sent the box? Is it really from China? But it's very difficult to do, to send that across in a box. You're not going to do it. It won't work.
So where are you on this this coronavirus thing, Monica? I haven't really checked in with our resident hypochondriac.
Oh, yeah, that's very true.
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of like, it's out there. If you get it, you get it. I hope not. But
But are you freaking out?
That is such detailed analysis from her right there. If you get it, you get it. You get what you get, you don't put your fit.
I'm sorry. Breaking news.
I try not to.
If you get it, you have it.
I try not to think about it because, you know, when you travel, there's so many people around.
Yeah. Imagine how many people are going to be sick on this train tomorrow.
Monica's going to New York City.
Imagine how many people have sat in that seat and, like, coughed and sneezed on that. No, on the seat before you even, on the train, before you even get to New York.
New York City.
It's in the air.
The great melting pot of the whole world.
It's so many people.
Everyone's culture and coughs melting together into one honey bucket.
And it's one of those things where if someone coughs, you might be fighting, you know? Like, you just coughed my way? How dare you?
Tell you what, if she comes back and she coughs and, like, fire comes out, I'm going to be impressed.
That's what it's going to be.
And terrified.
No, that's no good. Hopefully not.
Her transformation to Lucifer is almost complete.
Oh, gosh.
This is interesting. The lengths that they go to on The Masked Singer to keep the singer's secret.
I need to watch the show.
I'm not.
Because people love the show.
I know. I can't figure out why. Mm. But, Antoine, you like watching the last 5 minutes of it.
Yeah, so I can see who's unmasked. I want to know what celebrities have nothing else to do. What D-list celebrities
Lil
on
Lil Wayne had nothing to do on Sunday.
Lil Wayne,
He was eliminated.
Oh,
he was
do we have audio of him singing? Because I would love to hear that.
I don't.
I'm about to YouTube that.
It was after the Super Bowl.
I went to bed.
Yeah, it was like 3 days later, though. So, spoiler alert. Yeah, I love. You know, people like to make their guesses. So, Wayne Brady, he was one of the singers. Is that what it was? Like a couple seasons ago?
Yes, yes. Okay. He won it or something.
I think so. So, he's talking about the lengths they go behind the scenes and who knows and doesn't know and how the contestants don't even know who each other are.
They were nervous and scared.
No, that's the flu people. All right, here we go.
No one knows who you are. Just the costumers and the producers. The camera crew doesn't even know. It's amazing. You don't even know who the other contestants are because you have on a sweatshirt that says, "Do not talk to me." And you have to wear long gloves so they can't tell the color of your skin. And backstage, you wear a visor and a hoodie and it's tucked in. So no flesh and you're not allowed to speak.
Gosh.
So, and they also don't let contestants within sight of each other.
Interesting,
it's
huh?
Serious.
Wow.
Yeah. So they dress everybody up like Daft Punk and they throw them out.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Wow. The Masked Singer. I know. People love that
show.
People
love that show.
They do. Coming up in the trending, Antoine must defend the Lion King. Mm. Also, something very unpleasant you could give to your significant other for Valentine's Day if you want to mess with them.
The K92 Morning Thang. Hear more at K92Radio.com.